In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the jewels in the crown of Great Lent, one of the centerpieces of our efforts and our services during these holy 40 days, is the prayer of St. Ephrem. We don't actually hear it on Sundays. It is a feature in our corporate worship, our worship together on the weekdays of Great Lent. But also it is a prayer which the faithful are asked to pray privately at home as part of their everyday rule of prayer. And that prayer is short, and it is accompanied with prostrations. O Lord and Master of my life, take from me the spirit of sloth, despair, lust of power, and idle talk, but give rather the spirit of chastity, humility, patience, and love to thy servant. Yea, O Lord and King, see my own transgressions, and not to judge my brother or sister. I sometimes blame the lapses on the fact that I'm not doing prostrations, and that makes me forget the words. Just like sometimes we can't remember the creed unless we sing it. This is a prayer that dates from the 4th century, 1700 years ago almost. And it has been with us ever since. It has power, and has had power for all of those years for us as Orthodox Christians. In the beginning of that prayer, we ask God to take from us 4 spirits. And I mentioned them. We say, O Lord and Master of my life, take from me the spirit of sloth and despair, lust of power, and idle talk. Without a doubt, 3 of these spirits make total sense to us here, even in the 21st century. Despair, we oftentimes think is very much a modern problem, but there it was back in the 4th century. Important enough to St. Ephrem to put into that prayer. Lust of power, that willfulness that we all have and are aware of within ourselves. And idle talk, the power of the tongue to cut and harm and destroy. But what about sloth? Sloth, when you think about it, seems to be maybe a little bit dated. As Americans in the 21st century, we do more, we travel more, we acquire more, we experience more, and we sleep less than St. Ephrem could have imagined. Rarely is there a calm and quiet moment in the day. We find ourselves multitasking our way through the week, and there is rarely a time for calmness, for quietness, in a week so full of work and family, appointments, and errands. How often do we find ourselves saying, if only we had a few more hours in the day? But the truth of the matter is that, although we can be the busiest people in the world, we can have the longest to-do list on the planet, we can have a schedule that keeps us running around from early in the morning until late at night, we can have all that, and yet we can still be plagued by the sort of sloth which is mentioned in the prayer of St. Ephrem. Our difficulty so often is not that we don't do enough. Our problem is that we do too much. Time always involves choice, and so often we choose to keep ourselves distracted, to keep ourselves over busy, and to keep ourselves in 5th gear. But life is not supposed to be that way. Without a doubt, we all know it takes hard work and long days to put food on the table, to pay the bills, and to meet our responsibilities. But the very clear message in Scripture, time and again, is that we were created for a life of meaningful labor that moves us more and more deeply into communion. That's why we have feast days in the church. Our year as Orthodox Christians is a cycle of feasts and fasts. As Orthodox Christians, we are either celebrating and feasting, or we are preparing to celebrate and to feast. And Scripture makes it clear that we were created for communion and fellowship with God, communion and fellowship with each other, indeed even communion and fellowship with all of creation. This life was given to us so that we might know and be aware and be plunged into the very holy presence of God. So often we keep ourselves distracted. We give up on this sort of communion, on this life of togetherness with God. And although on the surface our lives are filled with thousands of things to do and thousands of places to go, although on the surface we are people who are always in motion, the truth of the matter is that spiritually, too often, we are no better off than the paralyzed man in today's gospel reading. St. Mark relates the story of someone who has no power of his own to approach God. And so he has to be carried by others, by his friends, into a place where Jesus was so that finally he could rest at the feet of the Lord. All too often, we are like that paralytic. Even though we can claim to have Blackberries and iPhones and appointment books and lists and post-it notes and good old-fashioned strings around our fingers, so often we are like Martha of Bethany, the sister of Lazarus, the one who was distracted by so much serving that she had to do. So often we too are like Martha, not enough like her sister Mary, the one who took the time to sit at the Lord's feet, the one who went and did what was necessary to receive the one thing needful, to hear his words and to enjoy his presence. Blaise Pascal, he's a well-known French Catholic philosopher and mathematician of the 17th century. Pascal once wrote way back in the 1600s that all human evil comes from a single cause. All human evil comes from man's inability to sit still in a room. And it's true, we can't sit still. And that inability to sit in a room, that is the sort of sloth, that is the sort of laziness that we pray to be delivered from when we pray the prayer of St. Ephrem. When we pray that God take away from us the spirit of slothfulness, we are not asking God to help us become more organized or more efficient. We are not asking God to help us get more done in a day. And we are certainly not pleading with God to become our personal assistant. When we ask to be delivered from that spirit of sloth, we are asking for the strength and the time and the energy to do the hard work of sitting still and creating room for God in the silence of our hearts. In Holy Scripture, and I know I've shared this with many of you, but I can't help it, it's my favorite passage in Scripture. We have the great story of the prophet Elijah to remind us of the truth about God's presence in this world and in our lives. In the 19th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, Elijah, fresh off a mighty victory against King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, Elijah, we read, is plagued by a very dark mood. He's depressed. He expresses his wish to God to die. He is in need of God's healing presence. And so the Lord takes him up on the mountainside, and a mighty wind comes and tears down the trees and shatters the rocks. The Scripture reports that the Lord was not in the mighty wind. Following the wind, there is a great earthquake, but Scripture says the Lord was not in the earthquake. Following the earthquake, a great fire rushed up and overtook the mountainside, consuming everything in its way. But once again, Scripture says that the Lord was not in the fire. And finally, we are told that the Lord comes to Elijah by speaking to him in what Scripture describes as a still and small voice. Elijah receives his comfort, not through mighty signs, not through powerful miracles. He encounters the living and the healing presence of God within a space that is holy and quiet and silent. And he had to get rid of and get past all that busyness of storms and earthquakes and raging fires in order to put himself in a place where finally it was possible to experience what he needed, the holy, healing presence of God. And in the same way, we are called to do the hard work of clearing out a space in our lives to give over to God so that we can hear his still and small voice, so that we can enjoy the peace that comes with a continuous and never-ending awareness of his presence and his love in our lives. Today is the second Sunday of Great Lent, and on this Sunday we keep the memory of St. Gregory Palamas. St. Gregory was a bishop and a theologian of the 14th century, and he is considered a holy father within the church because he is the one who defended the goodness and the holiness of silence. Orthodox monks had the tradition for centuries of sitting in silence for long periods during the day, reciting short prayers such as the Jesus Prayer, short passages from the Psalms and from Scripture, keeping their attention and their awareness on God's presence. And this monastic practice of keeping holy stillness, it came under attack in the 14th century by some who believed that God doesn't reveal his presence to us in that way. And so they attacked this long tradition of sitting and listening and waiting for God. And it was St. Gregory Palamas who established once and for all through the power of his writings that yes, we can have direct experience of God's holy presence, and that yes, such an experience of God is closely connected to the practice of keeping holy stillness. And the church asks us, as it does every Great Lent, on the second Sunday, to keep the memory of St. Gregory Palamas, not because the church wants us to join a monastery. Church gives us St. Gregory Palamas because it knows that people in the world, people like you and like me, we also need to build and protect a time dedicated to silence. Brothers and sisters, the church gives us St. Gregory Palamas during Great Lent because it wants us to remember that there are 10 commandments, not just 9. We know the big ones. We know we are to fast from thoughts and actions which are murderous and envious. We know that we should tear down the idols in our lives. We should honor our fathers and mothers and husbands and wives. We know that we should respect the commandments to keep away from slander, thievery, telling lies about each other. May we also remember that God commands us to keep Sabbath. May we remember that right there in the Ten Commandments, our Heavenly Father tells us to create a space in our lives so that he might come to us and give us the gift of himself. We don't have to set aside an entire day, although until recently Jews and Christians have done so for over 2,000 years. But we do have to keep Sabbath in a way that makes sense. We have to honor the Lord and give him the holy space that he needs each day for his voice to be heard and for his presence to be known and experienced. And this is hard work. As Americans and the year 2012, the commandment to set aside time for God is probably the hardest of the Ten Commandments to keep. Setting aside that time for God, for prayer and for holy silence, for listening for that still and small voice, the one spoken so gently and in a healing fashion by our Heavenly Father, that is the hard work that we pray to accomplish in the prayer of St. Ephrem. The sloth that we pray to be saved from is that inability to sit still in a room, which Pascal says is the single source of all of our problems. Brothers and sisters, may God give us that strength. May God give us the strength to keep a little bit of the Sabbath every day. May he take from us the spirit of sloth so that we might sit in holy silence 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening, and wait like Elijah did for that still and small voice through which God speaks to us. There are few guarantees in life, but if you give God at least 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening just to sit still in silence, where our only thought is the awareness of God's presence, I guarantee you it will change your life. May God bless our efforts to shake off the sloth of modern hyperactivity, and to do the hard work of sitting still in a room and waiting patiently on the Lord. Amen.